Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of soul of Steve and David Flores, as well as for the intentions of Mireia Guadalupe on the day of her baptism. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we have the great grace of welcoming one new Christian into the faith, that is Mireia Guadalupe. Thank you for allowing us to baptize you here right before this Mass. If you want to, you can give thanks to God for what he's done in this young lady's life. Yeah, he's done a lot of good things for you. Yes, yes, you can give glory to God. Yeah, you've got a really good nephew. He's right here next to me. And he can't wait for you to receive your first Holy Communion, because he's already received his. And he can't wait to receive his, 500th Communion? Are you already up to 500? He says yes. Not quite, but we're a lot of Communions, huh? We give thanks to God for all these things. Well, Mireia Guadalupe, today is not just the day of your baptism, but it's a day you can remember the feast day as well. Your godparents gave you the name Guadalupe, the title of Our Lady, here appearing as Our Lady, Mother of the Americas. But today also happens to be the feast day of one other beautiful, miraculous image of Our Lady. And if Fabian's real quick in the back of the church, he can go into the confessional and get a little pin that's pinned there on the confessional of Our Lady of Good Counsel. Our Lady of Good Counsel is a beautiful image of Our Lady that has a miraculous story behind it. It was on the feast of St. Mark. Do you know when the feast of St. Mark is? Deacon Marvin does. When is the feast of St. Mark? Yeah, yesterday. On the feast of St. Mark. Many, many years ago. I believe it was in the 1300s. What was it? It was 1356, that's what it was, 1356, so many, many years ago, almost 700 years ago, there was a particular difficulty that they were having in the local church of Genzano. Genzano, I've been there myself. Father Fred Gruber, who came and gave us a mission here earlier this year, and the year before that as well, took me to go there and to spend time with that moment. And there was a particular difficulty they were having in the church, and so because of that, they looked into the church and saw a beautiful image that just appeared upon the wall. And it was such a small little fresco that seemed to just hover above the wall that was there. And how it came to be there, they weren't exactly sure. It had taken place there within the local church. There was a widow by the name who was in dire need of repair and dedicated to the restoration project, but didn't have enough funds to complete it. In the midst of all those festivities on the Feast of St. Mark, all the townsfolk suddenly heard exquisite music going on within the church. They didn't know where that came from, because they didn't have anybody who could play music so beautiful as this. And so they all began flocking to the church, when all of a sudden a mysterious cloud came and covered the church. And fighting through the fog, which was created by this cloud, they made it into the church, which was an unfinished parish church. And in front of the when it lifted up, looking into the chapel, they saw a beautiful little tiny fresco that was there. A little tiny one. How big was it? It was 18 inches. So that'd be about that big, more or less. And how thin was it? Not much thicker than this piece of paper. Not much thicker than this piece of paper. And yet, it hung right there in front of the people. It was the image of the Virgin and the Child. The Virgin and the Child. And there, Our Lady's face is, if you could see it, Fabian doesn't have it with us, but if you have your face turned like that, there it is looking this way. Our Lady is half looking at us and half looking at her child, who's looking directly with his eyes at her, but turned toward you and I as he's gripping her. Our Lady of Good Counsel. Our Lady of Good Counsel is there and just miraculously appearing there. Well, just happening to be there, there were some visitors from Albania. Albania is a very faraway place. Albania, and Skelturi is the name of the place in Albania. And they remembered looking at this image during their youth at their church, which was destroyed during the Ottoman invasion. The Muslims came and destroyed their church. And so they said, no, this is exactly the image. It's exactly like it was when I was there. And so they went back to that parish church. And even though the exterior had been greatly attacked, the interior was intact in most places within the church. And what did they find? The Pope, many people went there and said it had to have been that exact same one. So the Pope went and sent a delegation to go and check on this particular image. And what did they find? That particular square where this image used to be was cut out of the church. I don't know if you know anything about frescoes. Anybody in here know anything about frescoes? Very brittle. Why is it a fresco? Because all they do is lay down a little bit of plaster and paint the image on it very quickly so that it's locked into it. Locked into it there. They're very, very fragile. The slightest little bit can destroy these things. An earthquake, as they often have in various parts of Italy and various parts of the world, completely will knock these things off the wall. Even if it's not even very much hit by it. And there it was, just pulled off of it. Now this little tiny image that was there, there's no way you could cut into that without it totally breaking. And yet it's perfectly preserved, much less carried across the world, basically, to be able to do so. And so seeing that this was some sort of great miracle where what our Lady desired was that this image would be preserved from all those marauders, those Muslims who were coming and going through the area destroying images, as they were iconoclasts, destroying any image that were around, and yet here it was preserved. Because of this, great devotion to Our Lady of Good Counsel came and spread throughout the whole of the church. In fact, it's called Madonna de Buon Consiglio, and that's the reason why in the Litany of Loretto, which is a litany that we pray after the rosary often, declaring to ourselves, reminding us of all these great titles that Our Lady has so we can all the more put our trust in her. It was in the 1900s that Pope Pius the Ninth, or 1800s, 1864, that he added the title of Our Lady of Good Counsel to the titles of Our Lady there that we go over and over again, solemnly crown the image, which is there. And you can see it to this very day. If you ever go to this little place south of Rome, you can go and visit to it. Or an easier thing to do is just go search online today afterwards and look up a YouTube video on Our Lady of Good Counsel, and you'll see that everything that I said here is exactly how it's laid out. Today is that day. And so what should you and I do in light of this beautiful mystery? Well, Our Lady desires you and I not to go through this world in a way, in a fog, just sort of guessing at things, hoping that we make good decisions within our lives. But she wants us to be able to make good decisions within our lives. If we were to talk to Miss Joanne, who's preparing our young men and women to enter into the grace of confirmation here in just 9 days' time, a novena way as it is. During that time, one of the graces of the sevenfold gifts of the Holy Spirit is what? We need counsel. We need counsel, which is God's divine gift, which he imbues to certain persons who have received the grace of the Holy Spirit, so that in difficult situations where you don't know how to go forward, because you've been confirmed, and you're open to the grace of God, you're able to receive an answer, a direction, a way to go forward that doesn't make any sense to you naturally, but it's infused in you by God. Well, why is Our Lady able to do that? Who is Our Lady? She is the spouse of the Holy Spirit, who is the spirit of good counsel. The spirit of good counsel. And so because of that, she's able to beseech her spouse, who is the Holy Spirit, to give you those graces in that way. And so when you and I go to our Lord and we don't know what to do or what is going on within our life, we can ask Our Lady of Good Counsel to help us out, to make a good decision, to maybe pull back from saying things that maybe we shouldn't say, but because of a difficulty, we just want to let fly off our tongue. Or we're going through a hard difficulty and we know not how to make the right decision going forward, where I'm supposed to take my family, or what decision I'm supposed to make, or what my vocation might be and how I might need to answer to it. Let's call upon Our Lady of Good Counsel. And say, Our Lady of Good Counsel, your spouse is the Holy Spirit. Come and give me the message that I need so that I can go forward in confidence, trusting that God's going to take care of me. Young Maria Guadalupe, you've received a foretaste of that grace in what God has done for you today in planting within you faith, hope, and charity lively to spring forth from you from this moment forward. God willing, later on, staying true to Christ and his Catholic faith, you receive the fullness of that grace when you were confirmed. But each of us has the opportunity to ask Our Lady for these particular graces. And here's a prayer that I will teach you, the first prayer that I learned to Our Lady after the Rosary. And I was much older than I'd like to admit when I learned this prayer. It was in my 20s. I was already leading a group of young men and women through confirmation myself. But what is this prayer to Our Lady? It's as simple as this. A prayer, the first prayer also that I learned to the Holy Spirit. And I pray it every day right after I get up in the morning. Sometimes before. What's that prayer? We'll pray it three times, and maybe in those three times you can get it. So can you join me in learning and teaching everybody else with this, Mireya? Okay. It's very simple. It starts like this. I'll say it by myself, but if you know it, you can shout it out from the pews as well. Come, Holy Spirit. Come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. Your well-beloved spouse. It reminds us that Mary is the spouse of the Holy Spirit, and she can ask her spouse to appear on the scene to give you and I good counsel. So let's pray that prayer together three times, thinking of a particular difficulty maybe that you're going through, maybe that your family's going through, maybe a tough decision that is going on within your life that you just need Our Lady's good counsel, which comes to you and I through her spouse, the Holy Spirit. Having formed that intention within our hearts, let us ask for this grace through Our Lady of Good Counsel as we pray to her most lovingly through this prayer three times. Come, Holy Spirit. Come by means of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. Come, Holy Spirit. Come by means of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. Come, Holy Spirit. Come by means of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.